Lo Marie is a multi-award-winning artist from Madison, Wisconsin, and she has 4 albums of original music to her name. Her latest, The Bar, stretches her jazz sensibilities to accommodate forays into funk, bluesy pop, and theatrical rock. Lo Marie is a member of national touring group Furious Bongos, a Frank Zappa tribute, and recently joined Steely Dan, the legendary local supergroup covering Steely Dan music. And Lo Marie is part of the 7th annual Respect, a celebration of women in music, coming up at the Majestic Theater. And tonight, Lo Marie is in the WMDX studios here in the Mad City. Lo Marie, welcome back to MagSync Radio.
Thank you so much. Hey, Rocker, how's it going?
Oh, we're so glad that you're here. Lo Marie, you've played in our old studio on Normandy Lane. Other studio on University, and now you're at our newest studio here on State Street.
You hit the big time. Look at how gorgeous it is in here.
No kidding. We've got a view of the Overture Center. This is crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun in here, and we get to have you here performing live tonight. Lo Marie, you study music at Vanderbilt University and economics in Nashville. But how did you get your start? What ignited your passion for music?
Yeah, I don't know if there was one specific event. I kind of always sang when I was little.
Yeah.
My mom always tells me the story. This is super mean, but she always tells me that when she would sing to me when I was little, I would like grab her lips and twist them to make her stop singing.
My daughter did that to my wife. She does not sound like you. But I'm just saying.
Thank you. Well, my mom always took it as like I didn't like what she was singing, but I think it was just I'm really interested in what's happening right now. Let me figure out what's going on.
Oh yeah.
So I started singing in church and in school, and it was never really a question. There was never like a big moment of like, yeah, I'm gonna be a musician. It was just like, this is who I am. This is who I've always been.
Now, what made you decide to go to school for it?
There's two schools of thought on that, right? You can go out and start your music career right after high school and go out and do the thing. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to school and study it, you know? And I'm really glad that I went to school to study it. I feel like my trajectory through there, I initially went for opera, for classical music.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, you know, quickly discovered that that wasn't my route. But it gave me a lot of flexibility, that classical training that I really appreciate that I have. I feel like it allows me to do, you know, the genres and things that I want to do now.
Now, does your economics part? Does that back up your music part, or is that like, you know, one day I can fall back on the economics?
Or is it just like, oh, there's no money in this. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, at that time, Vanderbilt didn't have a business program for undergrad. So econ was like the closest thing there was to it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So it kind of gave me a start to be able to, because all independent musicians are their own enterprises, their own businesses.
Yes.
You know, you are your own marketer and financial planner and all these things. And so it was as close as I could come to like a business degree.
And your last album, The Bar, is as musical as it is thought-provoking. It swept the MAMAs, the Madison Area Music Association Awards, netting 6 awards, including R&B Album of the Year. Tell us about your award-winning album.
You know, I think it's so cool to have been recognized for that work. Like you said, I've put out 4 records now, and I definitely feel like everyone has been better than the last, or, you know, I've learned something after I put the previous one out, and it was really cool to have local recognition for that, saying like, yeah, you're on the right track. And it was pretty awesome.
Let's get to some live music in the lair with Lo Marie, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song that you have for us is is off that album. It's called The Gap. Tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah. So, well, one of the reasons you reached out to me to come speak and perform today was about the Respect Show, right?
Yes.
Which is about women in music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of my thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been teaching for Girls and Ladies Rock Camp now for 10 years. And it's pretty cool to see women playing more instruments and doing all of that. So the Gap that I'm going to play for you right now is my Women's Rights song. And the Gap refers to the gender wage gap, which frankly should not exist. It should just not exist.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's hear it. This is The Gap. We're here with Lo Marie live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
You just wanna do the dirty. I'm trying to keep it flirty. Toast, hair, painted up and polished. I never made a promise. If I told you no, would I lose my chance to show all the things I could sing, joy I could bring? I don't know. So screw you. Shady, just let me be a lady. Tossed hair, painted up and polished. I never made a promise. If I told you no, would I lose my chance to show all the things I could sing, joy I could bring? I don't know. So screw you. Feel the tension rising quickly. Just hoping you'll forget me. Act small, cause passion turns to vengeance. Now watch me make an entrance. If I told you no, would I lose my chance to show all the things I can sing, joy I can bring? I don't know. So screw you. Don't we bow, we bow, we bow, we bow.
Lo Marie in the Max Inc. Radio Studios, brought to you by the Aaron Wegberg Group. Now powered by Compass. Cyrus, buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com.
Lo Marie, that was really cool. That's a great song. I like the presentation.
Thank you very much.
The Frank Zappa tribute, Furious Bongos, is headed out on a tour soon, and you've recently joined Steely Dan. Tell us about your extracurricular activities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm super excited about this upcoming Furious Bongos tour. We're going to hit a lot of the same venues that we went to last spring, kind of the East Coast. We start in D.C. and make our way north up to Maine.
Yes.
And then cross the border, and we've got four shows in Canada.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
Which will be really, really cool. We found kind of a nice little home there. This will be our second time back to Canada. And after we come back, we're going to cross back into Buffalo and make our way through the Midwest for closing night in Chicago at Reggie's Rock Club, which will be super cool. Well, I mean, by that point, the band will have been together on the road for like 3 full weeks, and it wow. the show will be so tight.
And you're not coming to Wisconsin in this one?
Not on this oh. one, no. Eventually, we got to make it back.
Now, what do you play in the Furious Bongos? What instruments do you play?
Obviously,
you sing,
everybody
right?
plays bongos. Obviously, it's Furious Bongos.
Why are you all mad?
Why are we all mad? Why aren't
Why
we
are all
mad?
The bongo players mad?
Well, they're so angry.
Yeah, I sing. There's several of us that that sing. So probably I would say 3 lead vocalists and then another 2 that pop in for extra needed harmonies and things.
Sure.
And it's been kind of cool. I've been doing some of the vocal arranging for that band as well. So that's been fun to like write out those parts. And then I also play rhythm guitar and I conduct the band on some of the like
wow.
the cool. crazy pieces where we're changing time signatures
yeah,
all
right.
the time.
Yeah, yeah.
One of my favorite pieces to conduct actually is Pound for a Brown, and I get to call out what time signature we're going to change to.
Really?
And who's going to take the solo in this new time signature that I decide
wow.
to call.
So everybody has to be on.
Exactly, on the spot. You're going to play in 11-8. Ready, go.
Wow. Oh, my. Well, I mean, I was going to ask you about those transcriptions, because I've seen your bassist, Conrad St. Clair. I've seen those transcriptions hanging around in his basement. I think he does them by hand. He used to. They're all black pages.
They are all black pages. Yeah. No more hand transcriptions. We do have some.
He's moved on. High tech now.
We do have some like notes and stuff from Arthur Barrow, who used to be Frank Zappa's music director. He has
wow.
like handwritten notes and transcriptions that he sent to us to help us make these arrangements. But yeah, we use Sibelius now to notate everything in software. And we try really hard to get a good mix of, okay, we're going to add a really hard song and we're also going to add a simple blues tune.
Well, as a Zappa fan, I liked watching some of the videos. It was pretty cool.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're also a Steely Dane. You know, they're always playing at Woodfest Sunday, August 20th. That's July 27th.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
My apologies. Steely Dane, what are you doing with them now?
Yeah, I just joined Steely Dane in January as a backing vocalist, which has been really cool. So I get up there and sing the high harmonies
yeah.
and shake a tambourine and a shaker. And
that's a big part of Steely Dan music.
It is, though. Yeah, the groove.
Oh, yeah.
It's such groove-based
oh,
music,
yeah.
you know?
For sure. Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with Lo Marie, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have, it's unreleased, and it's called Soul Away. Tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah. So I was looking for something that I hadn't done here before and something that hadn't been recorded. This song, I actually wrote it probably 9 years ago and had kind of left it in the dust, and it never really seemed to fit with what was happening in my life. And then I had done one show at the Bartell Theater with a full band and a horn section of this song, and it made it onto YouTube, and somehow YouTube spit this song back at me last week.
Nice.
And I was like, you know what? This song feels like it fits my life right now. This is the song that fits right now.
Wow.
And I want to bring it back. I want to dust it off and play
AI.
It again.
It knew.
It knew.
And it was right in time for Maxing Radio. That's
right
perfect.
In time. I know. I think it was like the day before you hit me up to do the show, it spit me this song. I was like, this is the one.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's in the cards. Well, let's hear it. This is Soulway. You're listening to Lo Marie live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
My back a little bit straighter. With this newfound feeling, I'm thinking I don't need you to tell me what to do. And on my very merry way, I can sing this moving a spirit. I'm making my dreams come true. Quit telling me what to do. Now it's 1, 3, 2. Keep on waiting to flip it, rotate. Keep on waiting to negotiate, but no way better to articulate than to say. You ain't no potentate. Can't take my soul away. Oh, you ain't no potentate. I got the soul away.
At the Lair, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network and Max Inc. Radio, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
Mo Marie, that was another great song, and we're so privileged to hear that. I mean, that's really not heard anywhere, right?
No, I mean, there's one recording on YouTube, and I've been thinking about taking it down so I can make a better one. But
yeah.
This is about it. This is about the only place you'll ever hear it.
Once it's up there in the YouTube, man, it might come back and haunt you.
Yeah.
But that's all right, because it's so good.
Thank you. Yeah.
We're here with Lo Marie, live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Lo, you were honored to join the Chicago chapter of the Recording Academy as an advisor to the board. So what do you advise them of?
Yeah.
Tell us about that board.
Well, first of all, it's past tense. I advised them last year, which was lovely. But, you know, I had the opportunity to join a committee, and they have committees on DEI, advocacy. So, like, you go talk to legislators about getting rights for musicians and songwriters.
Oh,
and
I like that.
Yeah, right? which you can still do as a member. And, like, you don't have to be on the board to do that. So if you want to go talk to a legislator, like, get involved with the Grammys and go talk to our representatives, you know? So I got to do that. And the DEI portion, they have, like, Women in the Mix, which was really cool, which is their, like, women in music kind of committee and program and institution, and it was great. So I got to bring some of my ideas to the table, and you know, essentially they voted on them because I was just an advisor, but I got to voice my opinions in the room, and just to be in the room was really cool.
Was there anything that you got accomplished that got voted positively, or?
Well, one thing I brought to the table was I was frustrated with the voting process in terms of putting you in a new category. Mm-hmm. So in order to get a nomination, you have to submit your material, right? And then there's a review process, and that review process tells you, like, okay, yes, you submitted everything, it cleared, this looks like your song, and you submitted it in the proper genres. And in order to snag a nomination, you really do have to do a little bit of marketing and promotion so that people know who you are, right? And the review board didn't let you know in time for a marketing campaign to take place whether you were going to be in the genres that you submitted your materials in. So I was successful in saying, you got to let us know earlier. If you're going to change our categories that we submit,
smart.
You got to let us know earlier. And that was a big win for me that I was successful in that endeavor.
Now, you have a big show coming up next week at the Majestic Theater in Madison. It's the 7th Annual Respect Show, a celebration of women in music. Madison Horn and funk band The Big Payback will play backing band to local female singers who cover some of the greats like Madonna, Chaka Khan, Ella Fitzgerald, and many more. But Lou Marie, you are singing Chapel Roan. Tell us about this event.
Yeah, so this is the 7th annual event. Previously, it had been kind of in the fall, summertime, but they moved it to March during Women's History Month, which I think it was a brilliant, brilliant move. And so all of these 10 artists get up, and we get to sing 3 songs in tribute to these, you know, iconic women that came before us.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. I've been a part of it a couple times now. I've done Amy Winehouse and Grace Potter.
Oh, wow.
And now Chapel Roan.
Oh, Grace Potter.
Yep.
Oh,
Grace
wow.
Potter.
Well, that is so cool. Well, let's hear a song that I think you're going to play.
I am.
At the Respect Show. This is a Chapel Roan song, Pink Pony Club.
Yes. It'll be full band. It'll be rocking, but for right now, we'll do an acoustic version. And just like the last one, this will be the only place you'll probably ever hear this acoustic version.
Wow. All right, let's hear it. Lou Marie doing Chapel Roan right here on MagSync Radio.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee or Santa Monica. I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees a baby girl. I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun. On the stage in my heels, it's where I belong. Down there, pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink pony club. Pink pony club. I'm a and Jazzer on the fly. Lovers in the bathroom and a line outside the door. Black lights and a mirror disco ball. Never another reason why I left it all. I think my wicked dreams are you from Tennessee or Santa Monica. I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees a baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. Girl, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong, down at the pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink pony club. Pink pony club. Don't think I've left you all behind. Still love you and Tennessee, you're always on my mind. Among us, every Saturday, I can hear your southern drawl a thousand miles away, singing, girl, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club, oh mama.
Lo Marie, just and Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio, powered by the Aaron Weber Group, which is powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. Find out more about Lo Marie at lomariemusic.com.
I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing down the pink pony club, pink pony club.
Lo, we'd like to thank you so much for coming in tonight and performing those songs. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
And the Respect Show, March 29th, coming up at the Majestic. It's a celebration of women in music. And Lo Marie, you'll be playing Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan, that's right.
And there were so many great singers that were playing. Hey, lots of locals.
Lots of locals. I think everybody's local. I think that's the idea,
right?
Man.
Yeah. And the big payback. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in.